Hey everybody, it's me, Frankie Dell. I'm doing great so far. Weather's getting a little bit warmer in my area, a little bit at a time. And I'm doing great so far in these apes. I'm still doing weather reports. I'm doing good all the time. It's Frankie McDowell. I'm having a great day and I'm doing really well so far. And I'm having a great day. Hey everybody, I got something to say. My most viewed video ever on my YouTube channel, Guy Tries to Eat 50 Hot Dogs at Once, is turning 10 years old on May 21st, 2022. I'm Frankie McDowell.
Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not. There it is.
I want you to eat 50 hot dogs at once.
Good morning, Prince George, and good afternoon, Winnipeg. I am Joey Only, and this is the Meteorological Report. Comedy plus meteorology equals Meteorology. Yes, it's a study that we have started, which is all about how funny the weather is in Canada, how much the weather sucks in Canada. It sucks indeed. Yes, I missed last week's show. Sorry to everybody. I had COVID pretty badly still, and unfortunately was in and out of hospital a little bit and have not fully recovered. So I'm a little short on breath, but going to try my best to talk and be entertaining. For the first time in my life, I've just let my facial hair go. I've decided I just don't care about anything anymore, especially after that disappointing Maple Leaf situation we just seen. It is Thursday, the 12th of May, but to you and Prince George on C for 88.7 FM at 10 in the morning, it is the 14th of May. And for you listening in Winnipeg, it is the 16th of May at noon. So thank you everybody for tuning into the show. We got with us our usual mixture of meteorologists. Our panel includes, of course, Frankie McDonald, the man himself, Brandon Houck, the radio weatherman and producer of the Brooks Bandits hockey telecast, a radio broadcast down in Brooks, Alberta. And then we got Imogen Cookie Bailey with us, as well as Joe Stover, who has just flown over. Joe Stover has flown over Manitoba and seen for himself some of the flood situation. So it'll be very interesting to get his take on his bird's eye view take. I guess until we got Frankie McDonald in the room, we might as well just go straight to Ben and Hout, because he's got to get up at, I don't know, 2 in the morning to start radio. Yeah, he's like the radio morning guy there, and he gets up super early, don't you, Brandon Houck?
Yes, ridiculously early, but I like it, yeah.
So tell us, Brandon, today there was a haboob. So can you tell us about haboobs and where you can find haboobs, what they are, and talk to us all about haboobs today, please.
Oh, I've been waiting to say this word for a long time on the show. And yes, we had a big haboob today in South Dakota, developed right over Sioux Falls there, South Dakota, and became a derecho. That's another really cool weather word. And that's this fairly intense storm system that rapidly developed. It produced a pile of dust, a big, huge wall of dust that blew through, and it turned the city, basically went from day to night in just a matter of seconds. So there's some pretty cool time lapse footage from the day today in Sioux Falls there. And they had wind speeds at least gust 140 kilometers an hour, plus the storm itself was moving at 115 clicks an hour as it moves through South Dakota, Minnesota. I think it's now in Wisconsin, and we're starting to see some impacts in southern Manitoba and northwestern Ontario with thunderstorms that have erupted there. They've already issued a severe thunderstorm watch for that precautionary potential for active weather this evening on the 12th. So it's going to be a noisy night in southern Manitoba with a lot more rain to come after the significant rains we've had over the last number of weeks. And the good news is with this system, not as much rain is still going to fall, but still you get still a significant amount of rain, especially with the thunderstorms. But this time Saskatchewan is going to be taking it on the chin for the probably the hardest hit with the significant rainfall over the next 24 hours as we go into the 13th.
Any chance they'll get hit in the chin with a haboob?
probably unlikely to get hit by the aboob with over 60 millimeters of rain to fall in Regina by this time tomorrow. So anyways, we'll monitor that very closely, but the winds are also going to get quite gusty as well. The storm system could get gusts up to 80 to 90 kilometers an hour across Saskatchewan and Manitoba. So that will, it'll feel like a haboob, but it'll be kind of a wet one. Yeah.
I need to hear more about Brandon's wet haboobs.
50 hot dogs at once!
That's exactly why I'm here.
This is the sexiest weather talk I've heard in a while.
Everything you can imagine here on the Meteorological Report. Brandon, down in southern British Columbia, well, there's no such thing as haboobs going on there right now. It's actually some snow of different sorts. We've got lots of snow in the high elevation once again. Talk to me about this long-lasting, irrepressible winter that just does not want to let go for so many places.
Were we talking about the almanac saying a hot, sizzling summer? And yeah, this winterish pattern is still sticking around because of La Nina that's hanging out in the Pacific Ocean. And by the way, we just had a report this week, La Nina is going to be sticking around into the summer. So it might keep things a little unstable, unsettled, and kind of dreary for next number, at least for the next week ahead. I do believe we're going to continue to see that unsettled pattern continue and even beyond into next week as well for British Columbia. Meanwhile, it's bone dry continuing here in southern Alberta, but looks like we will finally get some showers here and there across the south and possibly a few isolated thunderstorms as we see the temperatures go back up to the low 20s early next week. So other than that, that's about it for Alberta. While Saskatchewan gets that 60 millimeters of rain we were hoping to get in southern Alberta.
Eat them all! Right now!
I think back to 2019 when everyone said BC is going to be the king of heat, and instead we got stuck on the north side of the jet stream and basically felt the Gulf of Alaska all summer. And what do you think the probabilities are that we may actually get a repeat of that?
I believe at least, I'm going to go with at least a 50% probability that might be the case again. However, if the ridge starts to build again as we go into the summer months, we'll see the we will get some heat as we go. Probably, I do not think it's going to be a repeat of last summer by how things are shaping up so far. As I think this time last year, it was pretty dry in BC, wasn't it? Yeah.
Well, we still have a lot of snow and wells right now, but that's just how it always goes. So this special weather statement right now in British Columbia, all along southern BC, but mostly it's in for the passes when you're driving in the highways and you're trying to go from place to place in BC. You often have to go over a mountain pass or a high elevation pass of some sort. And this is where you might run into 2 or 10 centimeters of snow over the southern interior mountain passes. This trough of low pressure is moving through BC tonight. So snow levels were lower to about 900 meters before rising again on Friday. So snow could be occasionally heavy in places. So that's kind of a repeat. We've been getting a lot of that and people are just wondering, like, when's it going to stop? And I guess that maybe it's good news for flood and it's good news for fire the longer that spring takes to hold on to that. But then again, maybe if the snow doesn't melt enough and then we get a sudden hot flash, that could bring us right into that kind of situation. Once again, Prince George, this weekend, it was starting to get a little warmer for you, but Saturday, 11 degrees Celsius, still not significantly warmer, 3 degrees at night. But then Sunday, looking at 16 degrees and a mix of sun and cloud. We don't have much of that. Well, don't get too comfortable because 60% chance of showers possibly that night. And again, Monday, 13 degrees chance of showers, a low of 0 degrees at night on Monday, Tuesday, 13 degrees, not especially great. What's Winnipeg looking forward to for next week, Brandon, do you think?
So for through the weekend here, we're going to see the rain continuing and we'll see a few more showers persist in next week. It doesn't look like we'll have any more this time. Doesn't look like any significant precipitation on top of the prairies until later next week. And that might be more in an Alberta Saskatchewan story. We'll keep an eye on that for later on next week. But for now, it looks like this week is probably the wettest period as we go into through this fairly wet to May. And it's been quite a rough spring, rough winter for Manitoba, southern Manitoba especially.
Yeah, they're having wet periods there and there's haboobs down south. Everything's totally weird.
850 hot dogs at once.
Joe Stover,
you flew over top of Manitoba on your way back to Churchill. You're up in Churchill, Manitoba right now. Can you tell me what you saw from the air and what the situation in Manitoba is like right now?
Well, certainly to the south of the Red River floodway. Those that aren't familiar with Winnipeg geography, and I'm certainly not talking to you CKUW folks, you know that after the big, giant, catastrophic flood of 1950, they built a floodway that starts in the south end of the city and then kind of goes to the east, kind of goes around and then meets back up in Lockport, Manitoba, right before emptying into Lake Winnipeg. South of Winnipeg, south of the floodway, actually, pretty much right where the floodway starts in the south. South of there is just one big giant lake. So I was able to see a little bit of that from the air. I sent you a picture, Joey, you saw that. And that's still sort of the tip of the iceberg. Like you get further south, you know, into, you know, St. Agathe, Morris, a lot of those places along Highway 75, which has been closed for the last couple of weeks, I think. I'm not too sure when they're planning on reopening it, but obviously the water has to evaporate first. Tough to say when that's going to happen, but yeah, there's been quite a lot of flooding, overland flooding for sure, south of Winnipeg in the Red River Valley, and a little further north, actually, of further north of the Red River mouth into Lake Winnipeg, Pegwis First Nation, I believe, they're at about 3,400 people have been evacuated to Winnipeg due to the rising, I believe it's the Fisher River that runs through Pegwis. Don't hold me to that. I'll have to double check on that right away. But that's swollen to the point where they've had to leave their homes and they've all been evacuated to some hotels in Winnipeg waiting for all of that to dissipate. And it's just been one slobber knocker after another. I know that when Winnipeg got a fair amount of snow, Winnipeg, southern Manitoba, North Dakota, Minnesota, they got a fair amount of snow and they were initially thinking that it was going to be a pretty bad flood year. But as the winter kind of bled into spring, they thought, oh, well, you know, maybe it's not going to be that bad because they hadn't had any significant precipitation. Well, middle of April is when it started. And with that big, you know, middle of April weather bomb, that was supposed to be in Winnipeg, possibly the biggest storm in decades. Well, it didn't become the biggest storm in decades, thankfully, in the Red River Valley, although a couple hours to the east, you know, in the Assiniboine River, Souris River, Brandon, Wawanisa, that kind of area, they got really walloped with some snow. But thankfully, the banks are pretty high of those rivers, so they're not getting it as bad. But a week after that big storm, another Colorado low comes. A week after that storm, another Colorado low comes, even if it wasn't as intense and it was more, you know, rain than snow. But it just seems like it's been a weekend thing in Winnipeg up until last weekend. Last weekend I was there, it was lovely. The Winnipeg Gold Eyes started their exhibition season, so I got to see some baseball, which is always a great sign that summer is here. But it's just, other than last weekend, here we are going into Friday, and they're looking at possibly 50 millimeters of rain in some spots with these isolated storms, which, as Brandon has said, are starting to creep their way. I've got the radar open now, and a lot of that rain now is just past Morris, so it's on its way to Winnipeg. The Manitoba-Ontario border is...
Hey, Joey, I made it because it's a different time tonight. It's unusual time.
He made it.
Hey, Frankie.
He made it. Awesome.
There's Frankie McDonald.
That's so bad! 20 more hot dogs!
There he is. So other than that, yeah, it's from the air, there's flooded fields. I took a drive out to a little farm on the Assiniboine River just between Shiloh and Wawanisa this past weekend. And And along the way, along the Trans-Canada, like just lakes on farmers' fields to the left and to the right. So it's that age old thing, right? If last year they had a drought, this year it's going to be a flood. It's either feast or famine when it comes to Manitoba farming. And that's kind of where we're at right now.
You're listening to the voice of Joe Stover on CKUW 95.9 FM. You might know him from the How Do You Do review show, his show he puts on every Friday at 6 p.m. I believe at local time.
Yes, sir.
That's there. And you're listening to us on the Commuter Logical Report. I'm Joey Only. We got Frankie McDonald just coming in the studio right now. I still do want to ask Brandon Houck about the Brooks Bandits and their Alberta Junior Hockey League championship. But I think we should, as we always do, as soon as we got Frankie's attention and time, go right to Frankie McDonald. Frankie McDonald.
Frankie, the weatherman. Frankie, the weatherman. Who?
Frankie.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frankie!
How are you doing this week?
I'm doing great so far.
How are you doing so far? So, Frankie, tell me about the weather in Sydney, Nova Scotia, first of all.
It's cool. It's mild outside right now.
And how's the weather in the rest of Canada?
It's going to bring a lot of rain in Vancouver, British Columbia right now. It's going to bring a lot of rain. It's going to bring a lot of hot weather in Texas and over around. And California is going to get really hot weather, too. And it's going to get a little bit cooler in California next week. In New York, it's going to bring lots of rain because the humid air is going to bring so much rain. And up around over in India, all the birds are falling the sky because it's too hot.
Too hot in India. Birds falling out of the sky.
Almost as cool as frog rain. Just saying. I really want to see some good old-fashioned frog rain.
And they're getting cold weather. And they're getting cold weather out west now, too. Bringing snow up in the mountains in Canada as of right now. And over in New York, they're bringing warmer weather in New York. And over in England, in those places, the weather there. Over in England, plus the weather there is. It's getting warmer in the United Kingdom. But drier right now, then it might turn wet sometime later next week. It's going to turn wet later on next week. Over in Russia, Siberia, they're bringing so much fires in Siberia right now. It's really, really dry in Siberia. It's right now triggering a lot of fires. To bring a lot of rain in Japan as of right now. In southern China, bring a lot of rain. So is Taiwan, Philippines, with thunderstorms, including Vietnam, Laos, and all these countries. And up around South America, they're bringing a lot of thunderstorms. Up around Venezuela, northern Brazil, Colombia, Ecuador, Bolivia. Those places. And Peru, and in southern Chile is getting colder right now there. In the southern hemisphere, in Australia, they're bringing a lot of rain in eastern Australia. In eastern Australia right now, they're bringing lots of showers and rain and thunderstorms, possible hail there because winter is coming there. In New Zealand, the weather in New Zealand is dry, so it's going to turn colder and warm air fighting each other. It's dry in New Zealand with chance of showers. This weekend coming up in North Island, New Zealand, and parts of South Island, New Zealand as well, and up around central continental United States. You're bringing a lot of showers all across eastern United States and cold air in western United States. Bringing a lot of really, really hot weather in Mexico right now. Bringing cold weather in northern Canada. It's still really cold up in Greenland in the Nunavut territory.
Are there any hurricanes happening this week, Frankie, of any kind?
Here comes the story of the hurricane.
Well, there's a possible tropical disturbance going to develop in Gulf of Mexico, possible. It may hit somewhere in Louisiana, possible. It's too far to tell yet.
So our first possible tropical storm. Frankie McDonald, you're coming up on 10-year anniversary of your most famous video. Tell us about your most famous video.
Eat those hot dogs right now!
I made it. I ate 50 hot dogs. Oh, I can't get up anymore.
Guys, I see 50 hot dogs at once. It's turning 10 years old on May 21st.
How many people saw that video?
I know I'm not the only one here who's seen it. Come on, show of hands. Everyone here has seen the video. That's right.
Same.
We're all Frankie fans.
But has Frankie seen it?
Yeah, when was the last time you saw that video, Frankie? That's what I'd like to know.
That means I just did a video about Frankie Doe update on YouTube.
How many people do you think have seen that video? How many views has it had?
My guy tries to eat 50 hot dogs and watch video has 1.8 million views.
1.8 million views. So next time they get out, the guy's got to eat 1.8 million hot dogs. Maybe you'll get even more views because that's a lot of hot dogs.
That was pretty wild, Frankie. Didn't that get some exposure on Tosh.0 as well?
Yes. Don't go fall down because I told you to eat 50 hot dogs at once.
That's when the entire United States was introduced to the man, the myth, the legend that is Frankie McDonald.
This is why we love Frankie.
And he's really
the only man who can't eat 50 hot dogs.
He's really into his texting right now. I'm like trying to drag him away from it and ask him questions, but he's
doing research, aren't you, Frankie? Research.
Probably doing research.
Doing research, yeah.
Any other questions for Frankie McDonald?
I got a question for Frankie McDonald. Yeah. Do you know anything about the lunar eclipse coming up this weekend? The total lunar eclipse that will be visible across North and South America, and they're calling it a blood moon total lunar eclipse.
Oh dear Lord, how did I not hear about this before?
You betcha. Exciting stuff.
No kidding. That's
'cause us in BC so rarely see the sky.
Okay, lately. That's true.
Yeah, that's always the thing. It's just praying that the sky will be clear for it. The last total lunar eclipse, unfortunately, it was overcast here in Churchill, and that sure bugged the crap out of me. So I'm really, I don't know, and it's not looking super great for this weekend either now that I look at the Churchill forecast. So, but I'm trying to be optimistic. The weatherman is never always right unless his name is Frankie McDonald. So I guess we'll just have to see.
The last 437 celestial events have been cloudy in Wells.
Yeah, we really kind of get the short end of it in BC when it comes to astrological events. It's
astronomical.
Those two. Let's face it.
We get the short end of it in BC. Astrological things too, or
in BC with the terrible weather. It doesn't really matter. The two words are actually quite interchangeable here.
Like, well, Mercury's in retrogrades and Mars is next to Venus, and it means it's going to rain in Victoria. That's what your astrological weather report from Joey Only says.
Yeah.
The astrological.
You can have all the horoscopes you want and all of the eclipses and meteor showers you want. And we don't get any of it in BC. Our weather is terrible all year.
Oh. It's spring somewhere. There's a lot of snow still here in Wells, BC. So if you ride snowmobiles, this is a place you can probably do that.
Year definitely. Round.
Because you can't do anything else really out there. You're definitely going to have to use snowmobiles. Imogen, how goes your quest to become the most beautiful woman in Ms. Health and Fitness magazine history?
Well, I actually just a few minutes ago got a notification that I've moved on to round two in the Ms. Health and Fitness competition. I'm still in third place. The cut was for top 15. I believe the next round is going to be cut down to the top 10. And if they're running it the same as last year, I'd have to check the dates, but I believe it's next Thursday is the cutoff for the top 10. So right now I'm in third place, which is awesome because I made it past round one.
Well, you've managed to do something that the Toronto Maple Leafs were not able to do today.
Score?
Make it to round two. No, they scored. You scored
today? I
didn't
watch the game.
Maybe that's why I don't score.
As the Leafs go, Joey goes.
Frankie, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Should I shave?
You shave your beard just like way back in January 2021.
Should I shave this off? Should I just let it grow?
You should shave the beard.
I should shave it?
Yes, just like back on January 2021.
Okay, maybe
in my very first interview with you.
You don't like the beard. Frankie doesn't like the beard.
I'm pro beard, for the record.
Well, I got sick and I was like, I'm not trying to impress anybody anymore. I just laid in my bed sick.
See, if you were, when you first asked Frankie about shaving, my first thought was that you were getting advice on shaving your back. Now, I will always recommend grow your back hair long so you can do some colorful French braids. Goes a long way.
I'm a Dutchman. I have no long back hair to speak of.
You're as hairless as a dolphin, aside from the beard.
Essentially, almost. Well, congratulations. And tell the people, tell us, for the listeners who don't know, tell them they don't know what I'm joking about. You know, maybe return listeners do. But so you've been running for Ms. Health and Fitness magazine. You want to be on the cover of it. Just give us a brief overview of the competition and how much better you are than those other foolish turds and how they can get behind and vote for your beautiful self.
Well, every year Ms. Health and Fitness magazine has a competition. The grand prize is a hefty cash prize, as well as a place on the cover of the magazine, which is super cool in and of itself. It is a voter-based competition. The link is in the bio on my Facebook page. If you Google Imogen Cookie Bailey, there's only one of me. On Facebook, I am at Venerate Imogen, which is the name of my line of supplements, Venerate Supplements. So that's what I'm doing with this competition, is I'm promoting my brand of supplements. It's awesome. I'm also hitting the weights every damn day, posting a whole lot of fitness updates on Facebook and Instagram as well. Instagram's full of my weed fit videos, which is smoking weed and working out. So everyone who just likes stoners and weights, and believe me, there is a huge culture for it. It's kind of wild.
Well,
I have no idea.
It's because when stoner is involved, you're often having to wait around.
I'm pretty happy to like be on the treadmill, watch RuPaul, and smoke my pipe. It's like, if I'm going to be watching TV and smoking weed, I want to be lifting weights or on the treadmill or doing some weird yoga stuff on the bouncy ball, or even just like with my hand wraps on, hitting the heavy bag. It's I don't do sitting still. This isn't my thing. The whole time that we've been sort of recording, I've had my little hand weights going like the whole time. That's what I do off camera when we're recording usually.
Good Lord.
Sitting still is not
Sunday
my day
doesn't
now.
Exist for this woman.
No, if I'm on the treadmill, I'm either wearing a 20-pound weight vest, 20-pound ankle weights, or I'm doing it in heels with some
combination.
There is
no Sabbath when you're Imogen Cookie Bailey. Except for Black Sabbath.
Yeah, rest is for when you're sleeping or you're dead. One of the two. So,
well, I've been almost dead for the last few weeks. So many of you don't know that I went through, in 2006 and 7, when I was about 27 years old, I went through a terrible tuberculosis infection. And I spent a year of my life quite sick and weak. I was down to about 145 pounds at that time. I'm 200 pounds about right now. My, you know, a normal strong weight for Joey only. And I had to take this concoction of antibiotics that just about killed me. I had to, for about 10 months every day, take these very, very strong antibiotics, because you do not want tuberculosis to develop antibiotic resistant strain in your, then you're dead. So I went through this whole lengthy process with the Center for Disease Control being what really got me through. So that's why some of my trust for them is deeply rooted. It goes back to them saving my life the first time. So getting COVID this last time has affected my lungs quite significantly, and I've been having a lot of trouble breathing. And my doctor, who happens to be from South Africa, and she's Afrikaans, and she used to work in a tuberculosis hospital in South Africa. And she tells me that tuberculosis survivors are at high risk of developing COPD symptoms after their COVID infections, and that seems to be what's been happening with me. So I've been in a lot of pain in my lungs and struggling, and I have a bunch of specialist appointments coming up, and I'm not returning to work. And things have changed very fast in my life. So I missed a week of the radio show, but I'm missing a lot of things. I missed a show I was supposed to go play in Osoyoos, and I'm I've missed work, and yeah, I've been home a lot, tired and sleepy. And a month ago, I was doing 10 kilometers a day walking around. So take COVID seriously, friends, because if you know me, I'm a very strong person who's very energetic and has climbed a lot of mountains and fought a lot of animals and cut a lot of trees down. I've been a farm boy who's been very strong my whole life. And to be back in this position of being weak, it's not fun for me. But, you know, to have heard so many people say things in my presence, like, well, COVID's no big deal. Like my coworker who was in the truck with me and said, my kids tested positive this weekend, but, you know, it's no big deal. It's everywhere now. Everyone's exposed to it. You know, it is a big deal. And his decision to come to work may have seriously altered my life. So pandemic's not over. Please take it seriously. Brendan Howe, can you talk to us about the Alberta Junior Hockey League Championship?
Yeah, I'll talk about that. Also talk about the other things I did this past week as well, including the Dinosaur Provincial Park Pump It Up run I did on Saturday. I hosted that. That was a lot of fun. Watched 300 people run through the finish line while I stood there with my microphone and said that they all did a great job. So that's what I did on Saturday. And then yesterday I did the McHappy Days. I was the cashier, and it did not go well. I think I messed up the front of the building there, but that's okay. So that was yesterday, but I believe we raised $12,000 for Ronald McDonald House, which is a great cause for all sick children across the province of Alberta and all across Canada as well. So that's from our store location there, and then many other McDonald's restaurants raised money there yesterday. Now, I'm going to talk about these Brooks Bandits here because, this team is this playoff run. Oh, it started off not good. We lost 7-3. So we were like, oh, we're going to lose now. With Spruce Grove, they put on a bit of a fight compared to the other teams that we played against these playoffs. So we played Spruce Grove, and then next two games, we went to overtime. And then we won that 4-3. We won another game 4-3. And then we won another game 4-3. And then last Saturday night, that was a great night for hockey in Brooks, Alberta. The CRA was packed. It was standing room only. But I wasn't there anyways. I was in the radio station running the show. But you could hear the crowd coming through the microphone or coming through the headset there. And it was electric loud. I even had to take my headset off a couple times because they were so loud in that arena. So that was Saturday there, and we won that game 2-0, and we became the AJHL champions, knocking out the Spruce Grove Saints that played a very tough, series there. And then now we're moving on next week to the Centennial Cup in Estevan, Saskatchewan. I think we're going to be playing teams. I think Dolphins are going to be there. The Flin Flon team is going to be there. Estevan, of course. And I think Summerside, Western Capitals from PEI, a team from Quebec, and the Red Lake Miners going to be there. And I think we're waiting for another team out of Ontario as well. So it's going to be a great event. It's going to be playing a tournament kind of event there. So I think we play our first game next Thursday against the team out of Quebec. And that game is 7:00 during this show. It's going to be great. 7:30, actually. Yes.
It's exciting stuff, man. The Dauphin punched their ticket yesterday, I think it was, against the Steinbeck Pistons. I was actually planning on going to a couple of those games in both, either Dauphin or Steinbeck, but it didn't work out, which is too bad. But the game 7 happened yesterday. If it was the day before, I would have been able to go because I was still in southern Manitoba, but I came back and, Dauphin's on their way. The Flin Flon Bombers, who play in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, even though they're in Manitoba, they're going to Estevan. They actually punched their ticket quite early because Estevan also made it to the league finals, which automatically meant, because Estevan was the home team in the Centennial Cup, it meant that whoever they played in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League final also got to go automatically. So that was pretty exciting for the Flin Flon Bombers, who also Estevan ended up winning that SJHL series in seven games as well against Flin Flon. So even though they both knew that they were going to Estevan to play in the Nationals, it didn't stop them from having a well-fought series. So I think that it's going to be an incredible tournament, Brandon, and I had no skin in the Alberta game before, but seeing as how you're associated with the Brooks Bandits, I wouldn't shed any tears if they ended up going all the way.
Hairless, oh, yeah, like a dolphin, Manitoba. So then the day after your big championship win there, Brandon, yep, you had your first thunderstorm interception of the year. Tell us about the cold core funnel, and here's the video.
Keeping an eye on the convection, just off to the south here. Some impressive showers rolling into the Lomond and Enchant areas at this time. Even had some pretty good thunderstorms go through Medicine Hat. And still that outside opportunity for some convection to arrive here in the Brooks area at around 6 o'clock this evening. We'll be waiting. Stay tuned for updates. We just had a rumble of thunder from that guy right there, approaching the Rainier area. Couple flashes of lightning in this thing so far as it moves up into the county of Newell. That's right. Thunderstorm right there moving in. Very weak, but that's okay. It's May. We expect these things to be better by the time we get into June and July. But there you go. First thunderstorm of the season moving in. Whoop, whoop. Well, everybody, we just had a weak cold core funnel cloud come out of this storm and go right back up again. That was pretty impressive indeed, and we don't have much thunder and lightning in it now, but I do think the thunder and lightning's going to pick back up again as it rolls into the county of Newell. So, yes, a fairly impressive little thunder shower indeed. We had another one. There's a little hail shaft way over there. Yeah, a little hail shaft way over there. There it is. So, yes, lots of activity around the area. Quick update, this thunderstorm has intensified here at Scandia. Pretty impressive core, lots of thunder and lightning in there. It is rumbling away at this time. And also should note, don't be surprised here, we've got a few more cells popping up to my north. We'll keep an eye on those, but there you go. Beautiful thunderstorm just off to the south right now. We'll be watching this thing as it continues to approach the area. So here's what happened here. So this cell here took the energy from that thunderstorm and is running away with it. So this is going to be a new thunderstorm, I'd say, in the next half hour or so. Rapid development on that thing. This guy is just falling apart now. I just love weather, I know. So watch this guy very closely on the east side of Brooks. It's going to go. It's going to go. It's going to run with that energy.
I almost forgot about that. Yeah, that was a, so much has happened this past week. I forget what's going on. So yeah, we had the, we had our first little thunderstorm. We had a potential for thunderstorms last couple of days actually, but Sunday was the big day where we had enough instability and we had a little cell pop up just off to the south, enough daytime heating, vertical development there. And we had this cell kind of pop up, and next thing you know, there's that little thunder noise off in the distance. I start getting excited, and then then I noticed a little bit of rotation in there in the clouds. The next thing you know, the little funnel cloud came popping up. And I was like, that's a funnel cloud. Yeah, that is. I got a picture of it. I wasn't quite sure of it first off, but then as I zoomed in, I noticed, hey, that is definitely a funnel cloud, and it was there for about, I'd say, a minute or two, and then it went right back up in the clouds there. So that was pretty phenomenal to see. And then the thunder was just rolling and rolling. And then we had another cell. We actually had a couple more showers. We had one behind me here. It didn't do much. But then another cell popped up just to my east here. You can see the big the cumulus cloud start growing. You get those towering cumulus, and then all of a sudden it goes over to cumulonimbus, a very textbook cumulonimbus cloud. And it took the energy from the storm that was heading towards me out of it. And then it went to the east side of Brooks and dropped at least dime-sized hail right over Patricia there, which is a community just outside of Brooks there. So they had a big hail storm, and a bit of wind as well. So lots of thunder, lots of lightning put on the show just on the east side of the Brooks. And then eventually it started weakening as the sun went down. You lose that daytime heating, especially this time of year. So that's usually the case with convection in the springtime. But definitely a very fun day back on Sunday. Woo!
Can you tell the good audience what a cold core funnel is?
Yes. So cold core funnel clouds typically do come out of towering cumulus clouds or cumulonimbus clouds. So not your classic supercell. So you don't have your wall cloud. You don't have all the dynamics. But if you have enough, a little bit of vertical development and you have enough spin in the atmosphere, you sometimes can create these cold core funnel clouds, especially when the atmosphere above is much cooler than the atmosphere at the surface there. As you usually get these typical little cold core funnel clouds, especially in the springtime where we have an area of low pressure. We had that area of low pressure spinning right over top of us, so that little bit of rotation was there. So there was enough vortices in the atmosphere to produce that weak little cold core funnel cloud back on Sunday. And then it looks like we also had a couple more cold core funnel clouds outside of Bow Island and Seven Persons in the southeast, and they eventually issue that weather advisory for funnel clouds that evening after the funnel cloud was spotted in my neck of the woods. So that was quite exciting too.
Why exactly did the town Seven Persons get its name?
Oh, I have to look into that. I haven't really looked into that before, but I believe it was probably seven people. Maybe they probably all got together and decided, didn't know how to name a town, and said, well, let's just call it Seven People. There we go. Easy as pie.
Well, I like how egalitarian it is. It's not seven men. You know, it's seven persons. That's great.
Persons.
Very progressive of Alberta, as always. Alberta, just the bastion of progressive thought.
And I think Medicine Hat was named... The guy, medicine guy, yeah, a guy who worked in medicine or a doctorate, and he found his hat in the side of the river and decided to name it Medicine Hat. So that's how Medicine Hat came.
A medicine guy? Deep. You mean like a doctor?
Some medicine hat guy.
A guy with a hat full of penicillin before it was named.
No, because they didn't have penicillin probably back then.
Penicillin's not the newest discovery. I wanted
to. Well, it's a 20th century invention.
Pardon?
It's a 20th century invention.
I thought it was like 1870 something, 1860, 1870. Louis Pasteur.
Penicillin changed. It was a big reason. It's just like the World War II penicillin, you know? Like you didn't know?
Yeah, Pasteur did the milk.
Yeah, Louis Pasteur. He was the one who discovered the penicillin, probably from rancid milk.
Makes sense
no,
to me.
I don't think that's how it happened. I think Louis Pasteur was the guy who discovered the pasture.
He was put out to pasture.
He's the guy who discovered penicillin.
Well, you were incorrect, because the answer to that is Arthur Fleming. In 1928, he discovered penicillin, the first true antibiotic.
Also known as Louis Pasteur.
He was the professor of bacteriology at St. Mary's Hospital in London. Not London, Ontario.
Oh, okay, no, Pasteur was for rabies. He was the one who created the rabies vaccine.
No, he pasteurized milk.
Dear Lord. He was a scientist. I knew he discovered one of the major ones.
Actually, he did discover rabies. You're right. He just developed the earliest effective vaccine against rabies.
Yeah, I kept thinking he was that 1885 the rabies treatment or something, but no, he was the rabies guy.
Well, rabies is a lot different.
Rabies, milk, same diff.
You can't make rabies go away with penicillin, believe me. I tried.
Or unpasteurized milk.
Yeah, one of his discoveries was the bacterial load in milk, and his pasteurization was the methodology by which they stopped the contamination from going into toxic levels. So, yeah.
Instead of deciding, like, maybe we should stop drinking this crap.
I am really baffled that someone looked at a cow and said, I need to put my mouth on that and drink what comes out. Like, why would you look at a cow's udder and think it's delicious looking?
No, I was one of those kids in the farm that was like,
strange children.
Hey, cereal, if it wasn't for cow's milk, cereal wouldn't be what it is. And I know that people might say, oh, what about goat's milk? What about almond milk? Ah,
I like my cow's milk. Cereal, buddy.
That's
good.
That's fine.
And I like it.
And I like it a lot.
And it makes my colon feel better than real milk.
Well, that's good for your colon.
Here, I mean, three while cheers, you're three around cheers in there. Joey's colon.
Yes. I've had enough blood stool for one lifetime, milk.
My God, you just get sexier every time you open your mouth.
So what do you think? It's I should shave
this?
I think you need to grow your back hair out just to complete this sandwich. Yeah.
I think I've just given up. It's like, you know what? I got nothing to be sexy for. I'm just going to become a big, hairy idiot.
Hey, I already beat you to it. Hey, Frankie, what do you think about milk? Do you like milk?
I like milk. That means that I like milk. I like vanilla milk and chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk is pretty sweet.
Chocolate milk's terrible. You don't want to know why.
Shots fired. It's Joey Only versus Frankie McDonald in the chocolate milk debate.
Make your own chocolate milk. I'll just tell you that.
I'm with Joey on this one. I'm not a fan of milk and I'm not a fan of chocolate. So smashing two things together like that, it just... No. Can't get into
it. I'm on team milk. Get good
quality milk and get your quick and make it yourself. Do that. There's a reason why. You ever wonder why chocolate milk is cheaper than the regular milk?
Oh, geez. Do I want to hear this?
Even when you start adding chocolate to it, wouldn't you think it'd be more expensive adding a whole bunch of chocolate into your milk? But it's not. It was cheaper than the other milk, wasn't it?
Well, it's because you're taking the milk out, and that's the expensive part. You're just putting garbage in.
There's a good reason.
I don't know if I want to hear.
You don't want to hear it.
Into cow dripping.
No, I don't think so. This kind of reminds me of a conversation that I had with my grandfather. He was old school. He worked at Heinz for a while in Leamington, Ontario. And he said, "Hey Joe, do you like ketchup?" I said, "Yeah, I like ketchup." He's like, "Do you want to know how it's made?" I'm like, "I don't know. Do I?" He's like, "Well, you probably won't like ketchup after I tell you." And I was like, "Why would you even bring that up, Grandpa?" He always wanted to gross me out, and I was really getting those vibes from your chocolate milk speech.
Ketchup loves potatoes.
Ketchup, the Prime Minister Emeritus forever, Stompin' Tom.
Frankie, what's the best kind of cereal to have with your whatever kind of milk?
Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops. I like
milk.
Fruit Loops. I like Fruit Loops. Yeah, Fruit Loops is good.
Fruit Loops I can get down with.
Fruit Loops is pretty good.
For sure. Hey, Brandon, do you like milk?
Oh, I yeah.
Like regular milk.
Cereal, my Raisin Bran.
Two scoops, baby.
Two scoops.
Two scoops. That's two right. Two scoops
to go with his haboobs.
where does milk, speaking so of where milk comes from.
I so want to take that joke there. And Imogen totally nailed it.
I gotta say, Fruit Loops is number one, and then Count Chocula is number two. But I just like it straight out of the box as like, it's like eating Flintstones vitamins. It's Fruit Loops or Count Chocula. You eat it dry. It's crunchy. With good.
With Count Chocula, though, it turns your milk chocolate if you leave it in there.
I don't like milk.
Oh, right.
I don't like chocolate milk.
There's just no winning with you.
No. No, there isn't.
Unless it's the contest you're in.
Vector cereal, although it seems to be quite expensive these days. I don't know why Vector has to be so expensive. Like, I don't know what's special about it, but it's good cereal.
Vector's good. I like it.
It's got nice flavors and things.
Yeah. Yeah, Vector's, I think, but it's chocolate. Like, it's a pretty, like, it's the cereal for the working person, you know? Like, it's, there's, I think, pretty much all your essentials are just in a bowl of Vector. So, I mean, I don't doubt they did the same thing with like, Quaker Harvest Crunch.
Oh. Usually when all my essentials are in a bowl, I was smoking it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right. So for what it's worth, Quaker Harvest Crunch, I used to love that cereal, but there's so much sugar in it that it's like, eating candy.
Yeah.
For a healthy kind of complete cereal, because I'm really focused on competition, I just did a bunch of fat cutting and whatnot. For complete nutrition, for something snacky, oatmeal with nuts and seeds, raisins thrown into it, a little bit of honey or pure maple syrup, not the maple flavored sugar, but for that quick release sugar, pure maple syrup. And then with dried fruit and nuts and stuff, then you've got you do have sugar. So it is kind of candy-like, but it's not overly processed. It's not, it does have complete nutrition because it is actual fruit and nuts and stuff like that. Plus it's got the protein boost of the nuts and the oatmeal. So
listen to this fitness and health here.
I know, but I'm also total, but I also add protein powder to it, unflavored protein powder, to give it that boost, right? So a little bit of that, it goes so far.
Hardcore, I must say. Jacking up your breakfast cereal. I love it.
Oh my god, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Awesome. Now my diet is so extremely streamlined. I almost never get on the scale. I don't look at it, but out of curiosity, I did the other day. I'm currently at 119 pounds. I just cut I think about 10 pounds of fat that I didn't even know I had. I didn't know I could lose that much, but I cut that right down. But the nutrition content right now is just mostly rice and kidney beans with greens plus added to it, which is concentrated vegetable powder. It's, it's smoothie mix, but I'll add it to the rice, and then kidney beans are extremely high protein. And then I'll add protein mix to that. So I just did the fat cutting, and now I'm about to start bulking up by focusing on bulk. So it's all about the protein and the very limited caloric intake for the other stuff. Really, really streamlined, really concentrated.
What would you recommend for steroids? Which ones are the best ones?
For steroids, that one, I actually have no experience with steroids at all.
I got one called Floridicane right now. It's an inhaler. Jesus. It hasn't made me, I haven't gotten much stronger yet though.
Oh, you mean the corticosteroids?
Well, I was just joking about steroids in general. One time I was in A&W, I think I said this a couple weeks ago. And then I was I pointed to the sign that said no steroids or hormones in our burgers. And I said to the girl, can I get a side of steroids? Because I really like steroids in my burger. And she was shocked and appalled and confused.
To be fair, they are in the regular store-bought meat. But the reason that it's not in the A&W stuff is because A&W uses retired dairy cows. And it's not legal to put the growth hormones into the dairy cattle because so much of that translates into the milk. In the meat, you don't get the same concentrations. It's considered safe levels in the meat. But in the milk, it's too much, which is why we had an entire generation of kids grow weirdly big. There's a whole 5-10 year group where kids suddenly shot up from being at age 14, whatever,
And now we got basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird. And a lot of it was related to the hormones in the food. And then there is federal regulations changed that so that it was you can't put it in dairy cattle.
And then Steve Nash must have ate a whole bunch of that as a kid.
All I know is my hormones are out of control.
Yes, they are. It explains the moods and the new boobs.
Haboobs.
Haboobs. On that note, you heard another whole episode of the Community Urological Report on CKUW. And for, I got a weird message from somebody. Sorry. I'm not used to doing the show on my phone. And then all of a sudden there's someone messaged me on my phone. I'm looking at myself, but then there's a message. I'm trying to do a monologue to end the show, but I can't because it's so-and-so messaged you. It's just, anyways, I'm not very good at this whole radio show stuff. You're listening to Joey Only on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, CFUR 88.7 FM in Prince George. Is that true? 88.7. Is that right? It sounds right.
Sounds right.
Okay. Seaford.ca. You can also see the video version of this show on my YouTube channel, Joey Only Caribou Weather Dude. I'd really like it if you did, because no one watches my YouTube channel. And I guess now that I got no job, pretty soon I'll get back to making YouTubes again, I hope, or maybe or something or other like that. Frankie, how can everybody in the world find you if they're interested to find out just who is this Frankie McDonald character?
My Twitter's at Frankie McD. My Facebook is Frankie McDonald. My Facebook public figure page is Frankie McDonald with a blue check mark. And my Instagram is Frankie McD 1984. My TikTok is FrankieDonald 1984. My TikTok is FrankieDonald 1984. My Twitch is FrankieDonald 1984. My Clapper is FrankieDonald 1984. And my Snapchat is Frankie MACDON. And my YouTube channel is Dogs and Wolves. And my LinkedIn is Frankie McDonald. And FrankieStorts.ca is a website for Frankie t-shirts, FrankieStorts.ca.
And I'm Joey Olney. You've been listening to the panel of meteorologists. That includes Brandon Haboob Houck and Imogen Pot Cookie Bailey and Joe Stover over Manitoba in an airplane. And that's all for me this week, I guess. Hey, I'm getting through a show. I can almost breathe. Frankie, are you sure I should shave my beard off?
It's like the original one back in January 11, 2021.
Tell you what, if the Leafs lose on Saturday, it'll come off for sure. But I don't think it'll matter. No one sees me anymore except for you and you and you and you. And here's a little bit of Winnipeg's finest D Rangers to take us out. Bye now.
Brain.